Hello and welcome. It's hour number three of the Ben Maller radio program, recorded in the overnight for your audio needs whenever you want, on demand. You found the show on the podcast. We thank you for that. So, Draymond Green of the Golden State Warriors from the NBA, under attack. We present the Battle of Woke Sports Stars as Megan Rapinoe, very upset with Draymond Green. It's one of those ridiculous zeitgeist stories that applies to the times we live in. We'll give it to you, and Ask Ben coming your way right now in hour number three. An NBA superstar being put on blast. Wait till you hear this one. Welcome in the beginning of another hour. It's the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we provide running commentary coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR, emanating live from deep inside the Magic Radio Box, the Fox Sports Radio Studios. Hope everything is going well for you, and we are back at it again this hour. Programming note coming up in about half an hour or so. We will have Ask Ben. Your questions are answered. Still time to get your question in, and we might use it on the air, no guarantee. But if you want to take a shot at it, you can send your question care of hashtag Ask Ben on Twitter, and it may, it's a weasel word, be used on the air. And you can ask me and anyone on the show, ask Eddie a question. You can ask us all group questions, and it's open season. So our lead this hour comes from Woke on Woke Crime. Draymond Green is under attack. I don't know if you saw this story or not, perhaps you missed it, but let me give you the condensed version of events. So Draymond recently explained his opinion on the perceived gender pay gap in sports. Now, Green had a series of messages on social media. He implied that women must build their own platforms, which will in turn increase revenues and provide the salaries they desire. They want to be just like the guys. Now, Green went on to say that he was really tired of seeing female athletes complain about the lack of pay because they're doing themselves a disservice by just complaining. That was the gist of what Draymond said. Well, that statement, which seemed perfectly fine, well, it triggered women's soccer lunatic Megan Rapinoe, who went blitzkrieg on the Warrior star. Now, Rapinoe, outspoken about all issues here and delusional at the same time. She said Draymond Green's recent comments on women's sports and equal pay were, quote, frustrating, quote, not acceptable at all. And then she went even further. She said, you obviously kind of showed your whole ass in not even understanding what we all talk about all the time, Rapinoe complained. You don't think we've asked for more funding? She moaned. What are we screaming about nonstop? She howled and sobbed to the media. So let us discuss the question. This is a game of patty cake here. Who's the winner of this high-stakes game of patty cake between Draymond Green and Megan Rapinoe, the Battle of the Woke Stars? I'm going to take Draymond Green on this one. I got Draymond Green for the win. Now, my view on this, you've got friendly fire, breakfast cereal, and catwalk. And we will combine all of this together. Now, first of all, this is picking the lesser of two evils, but we are going to take Draymond Green. Reading his comments and then the rebuttal, it is amusing, I think that's the right adjective, it's amusing that he's calling out women's athletes, women athletics, the women in sports for doing a disservice by just complaining. So what does Megan Rapinoe respond with? Complaining. She can't make this stuff up. I mean, she proved Draymond Green's point immediately. Oh, my goodness. Now, we do classify this as friendly fire, because I believe Draymond Green and Megan Rapinoe are on the same side. They both have a seat on the woke wagon. Remember that Draymond is so woke, his sensibilities were damaged a couple years back by the people who own NBA teams being called, you know, owners. So the NBA genuflected to Draymond Green and said, listen, we want to be woke. You're woke. So now the owners are called the Board of Governors in the NBA. Now, we're rebels. We still call people that own a business an owner of the business, because that's what they are. But Draymond Green couldn't handle that. Now, secondly, in a blind side-by-side comparison, you don't have to be blind Emmett to see this, Megan Rapinoe is light years ahead of Draymond in being a basket case. And just based on what I've experienced, my opinion here, she lives in a parallel dimension, trapped by hallucinations of a different reality. And talk about brand ambassador, she needs to be the brand ambassador of a breakfast cereal, because I got to tell you, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs comes to mind here for Megan Rapinoe. Now, let's start spitting some facts out. I know facts always get in the way of these arguments, but we mentioned this a couple of weeks back. We did a Mallon monologue about this very topic, some comments Rapinoe had made at the White House, how her voice was not being heard while she was speaking at the White House, the Joe Biden White House. No one was hearing her into a microphone, into a camera. But she, in particular, Rapinoe, continues to pout about it's not fair, right? The U.S. national women's team filed a lawsuit for equal pay in district court. As we've mentioned many times, the outcome of that was determined early on in the pandemic in 2020. So we weren't really paying attention. We had other things to worry about. But the U.S. national women's team filing that lawsuit, it was summarily dismissed. Why? Because it turned out that the U.S. national women's team was offered the same contract as the men's soccer players that they're so jealous of, but the ladies turned it down. Instead, they opted to be paid salaries with benefits over, you know, pay per game. Right? They wanted a, you know, salary with benefits. They want the pay per game. Even more damaging, the court discovered upon looking at the financials that the female soccer players, Megan Rapinoe and her friends who have been screaming and shouting and having hissy fits that we're not getting paid enough. Oh, my God. Because of my lady parts, we're not getting paid enough. Well, the judge, a federal judge, determined that the women actually received more money than the male soccer players in both cumulative and on average per game basis. Let that settle in for a second. Payments to the female soccer players totaled $24 million approximately. They averaged $220,747 per game. The payments to the male players were $18 million, and that's total, gross, and they averaged $212,639 per game. So the women were getting over $8,000 more per game than the men. That's a 33% higher gross and 3.8% higher salary per game as opposed to the men, for the women, so in favor of the women. Now, Rapinoe is following the time-tested theory. We all learned this either in high school or in college, that if you tell a lie big enough and you keep repeating said lie over and over and over again, eventually there's a moment of bliss where people will come to believe the lie that you're telling if you say it loud enough and you scream it enough and you pound the table, a certain percentage of people will buy it. And sure enough, we have a group of uneducated sheep who apparently didn't see that federal lawsuit getting tossed out about equal pay, the meat of it, who think it's criminal what's happening to these poor women soccer players, when in reality, they're actually getting more money. You can't make this stuff up. Now, final thought here. So we have pointed out many times in previous episodes, there's no grand conspiracy against whether it's women's soccer or the WNBA. It's a popularity contest, and they have come up short in the men on one side, the women on the other, and you are, as a consumer of sport, you're listening to a sports talk radio station right now. you have a choice to make. Do you watch the women? Do you watch the men? Do you watch both? But this is basic economics 101. The United States is a market economy. The market is the determining factor in the price point of what you get paid, right? The value of any product. You are the product when you're an athlete. You're selling your sport, your competition. You're the product. Corporate America, I promise you, the climate in corporate America that have become political activists, moving sporting events to because they don't like the politics in certain places. Corporate America would invest a ton of money if they thought they would have a return on investment. But that's not the case. The interest just isn't there. And that's what Draymond Green was saying. So why would you sink money into it? There's lesser value in that. Now, to demonstrate how this is not sexism. This is just market economy. Look no further than the catwalk. If you look at the modeling business, the big-time modeling business, male models get paid considerably less than their female counterparts. Right? What's up with that? I thought men always get paid more than women. Well, in the modeling business, there was a study done not that long ago that showed that male models earn only one quarter of what female models doing the same job make. Same thing goes in the adult entertainment world. The female performers get a lot more money than the male performers. I hear a lot of dudes complaining. It's not fair. There's a gender pay gap here. Women are making more. How dare you on the catwalk make more than the men? But there's a great Mark Twain quote that applies to this conversation. It was one of the all-time greats. He said, never argue with stupid people because they will drag you down to their level and beat you with experience. And we have a lot of that going on these days. So again, just to recap, Megan Rapinoe's upset with Draymond Green, proving Draymond correct by doing the exact thing Draymond was saying you shouldn't do as her rebuttal, and she continues to pound the table saying, we're not getting paid enough. It's unfair when a federal judge already determined the female soccer players are getting more on a per game and a gross overall amount of money than the men. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. You want to talk about any of that? It is all available to you here. And if something else on your mind, if it's somewhat entertaining, we are open to that as well. The rules are a little lax this time of the morning. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. If you would like to be part, we do have Ask Ben coming up a little bit later in the hour, your questions and our answers. And so we look forward to that. And some of you, and you know who you are, have been spreading falsehoods about Kawhi Leonard, that there's some kind of Kawhi conundrum on the horizon. We will address that very issue. We'll get to it, and we will do it next.
All for the love of Christ.
Have you been in a porn shop? No, you have not been in a porn shop.
Too late, Blair.
Too late, Blair.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We believe in the power of the people in the Maller Militia. Get the most out of the Ben Maller Show listening experience by adding your touch. Take a few seconds to follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He plays all the music and most of the funny sound bites in the Ben Maller Show. He's also the keeper of the dump button when you say something you're not supposed to. He is the make sure it doesn't get on the air. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider_Rob24.
The Tigers got a big one too, I think.
And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Later this hour, Ask Ben. Trucker Joe writes in. He sends us along a story from Thailand. Did you see this? This is pretty crazy. This massive Asian water monitor went on a rampage in a 7-Eleven in Bangkok, Thailand. I guess this video has been going around the internet. I did not see it, but I have seen the clip now. It's pretty wild. These things, I've never heard of this. Have you ever heard of the water monitor? They look like Komodo dragons, but they're not Komodo dragons. They're giant lizards.
I have heard of them, yes. I didn't know they went into stores.
You're better than me, Eddie. You're better than me. Yeah.
Well, I know that already.
Wow. They get up to 8 feet long. They're the second largest lizard after the Komodo dragon. Now, I'm a big fan of the Komodo dragon. There's an island that has nothing but Komodo dragons. I'd like to visit that someday. But you can't touch the Komodo dragon because the saliva of the Komodo dragon is deadly, can kill a human being. But I don't know much about these water monitors that are humongous, giant monster reptiles. And this thing was going around, it was messing up the shelves there at the 7-Eleven in Bangkok, having a wonderful time. There you go. I love that. There's a giant lizard walking around the store, and the first move is like, let's get out the phone. I want to get some good video on this. Not get out of the store. But I guess if you live in Thailand, you likely know a lot about the water monitor. And that's pretty crazy. Wow. All right. Let's go to the phones. And eeny, meeny, miny, moe, pick a caller by their name. Who will we go to? Let's go to Mason the Millennial. Mason the Millennial is up next. Hello, Mason.
Hey, Ben. I just want to complain about being on hold for 12 minutes. No, I'm just kidding. But,
Hey, Mason. Let me slap you around, Mason. Out there.
Nah. It's all jokes. But I didn't get a chance to talk about the A's game that I went to the other night. My phone was really bugging the other night. I don't know why. But it was very, very weird. My dad almost got kicked out before he even walked into the game. They tried to say that he was drinking before the game, and I got so mad. I started getting on the two people. I'm like, if you want to get on him for saying hello to the lady and being friendly, like, you could take every single person out and say they've been drinking before the game. Like, I got on them. They're like, all right, better not be a problem. But then we got to our seat, and I started drinking in the parking lot, too, and I unloaded, like, and did the most damage that I could as soon as I got there and just, like, let all the obscenities or curse words go. And then, like, not even 5 minutes in, I got an attendant walking up to me saying, you can't cuss, which I was like, oh, I guess. I get it. But,
you should have told the attendant, you should have said, listen, do you know who I am? I'm Mason the Millennial. I work blue. I don't do clean comedy. Come on, what's wrong with you?
Oh, yeah, and then there's these two Astro fans sitting next to me that me and my dad just berated all night. But like, I mean, they were cool at the end of the day because they just took the beating so good. And, like, they were good sports about it. So I let it be known that, like y'all are good soldiers for taking the beating all nine innings. We didn't get kicked out. I couldn't believe that. Yeah.
Well, this sounds like tremendous father-son bonding, Mason, that you and your dad bonding a communal thing there to boo the a-holes.
It was great. I never felt so much happy to do that. It was, as you say, very therapeutic.
Well, I enjoyed it. I watched it from afar there. Good job by the A's fans. Good job by the Angel fans. So we're 2-for-2 as the Astros travel around the big league circuit. Thanks. And Mason the Millennial, he told me a story on Twitter. He got pulled over driving really, really fast. Like, is he still there? Mason, are you still there? How fast were you going?
I hung up on him.
Oh, he's gone. All right. He was going like 100 miles an hour or something?
He said he was going 100. Yeah.
I don't know if I believe. Do you believe that?
No. Because he said he didn't get a ticket. He got a fix-it ticket, not a speeding ticket. So I don't believe he was going over 100.
Yeah, I find that hard to believe unless you have friends. Friends in high places or something like that. Which, I mean, who knows? Maybe Mason does. I have no idea. So many of you have been sending me anti-Kawhi Leonard stories. You know who you are. You're douchebags. You've been trying to scare me. Kawhi's going to leave the Clippers. 2 and done. That's it. Well, I will debunk that. Now, Kawhi Leonard is going to opt out of his Clipper contract. And that is pretty much a fait accompli here. He does plan to opt out, become an unrestricted free agent later this summer, which will be very later because the NBA season is going to go into July, the NBA Finals, because of the way the schedule is this year with the COVID and all that. And we do know that season number one was an abject failure for the Clippers. They were choking dogs in the playoffs. A historic, just gutless performance by that team against the Denver Nuggets. How embarrassing. And we know that Kawhi Leonard has not been happy this season. He's voiced some mild complaints. But he ain't going anywhere. He's a Clipper for life. Uncle Dennis and Kawhi, it's hit the clip. In fact, there was a report behind a paywall on The Athletic that Kawhi Leonard is widely well expected to re-sign with the people's team, the Clippers. As it stands, that is the word not only from the Clippers, but rival NBA executives. Kawhi is here to stay. Now, the only way that might change is if the Clippers go out and drop a deuce in the playoffs again. Now, that might change a little bit, but that's not going to happen. I've already seen the script. The Clips are going to win the championship.
Wrong.
So I'm not worried about that. I am not worried at all. Man. All right. 877-99 on Fox. If you would like to be part of the festivities here, you can join the fun. Robin Vegas says, solid monologue, Benjamin. I give it a B+. Takes a whole lot for me to take the side of the human nutcracker. Draymond Green, give it another week, and Rapinoe will be complaining about something else entirely. I like reading Rob's tweets because there's a degree of difficulty having to pick out which words I'm allowed to say and which words I'm not allowed to say. Yeah, it's outstanding. Who else do we have? Fast Eddie, the Bass Man, says men's soccer is boring enough. Women's soccer is insufferable, according to Fast Eddie. Show legend. He's been with me many, many years, Fast Eddie. We go way back, me and him. Just Josh in Cincinnati says, if the soccer cash ain't quite cutting it anymore and paying the bills, Rapinoe can always go out there and shake what her daddy gave her. I don't know what you mean by that. I have no idea, but I'm sure. Well, you know who would like that would be Chris in Houston. Because Chris in Houston, his taste is a little out there, Mason Lemonio, following up on the phone call, says he was driving home from work at the old Tesla factory. The ticket doesn't lie. He says he was going 110 while listening to our show and got a fix-it ticket. He says he'll tell us the story another time. Yeah, I don't buy that. I mean, no. Now, if you're going, there's a certain speed where if you go over that, you're getting a ticket. Unless you're friends with the mayor or something like that, then there's a shot, or you know somebody who's the chief of police or something like that, and you're not going to get a ticket. But outside of that, come on. And we send our best, by the way, to JD in Boston. JD, he's an usher at the Celtics and the Bruins games in Boston there at the Garden. And he was back at work, and he claimed that the first week back, he got diagnosed with COVID. So he's quarantining for the next couple of weeks. So feel better, JD in Boston.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year-round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Ben, as you well know, the Masters gets underway about 3.5 hours from now. It is without Tiger Woods, of course. I know some people disappointed about that. 8 a.m. Eastern time will be the first player teeing off
fans
there at Augusta National.
No fans at the Masters City.
Well, I don't know why that is. I just should have some fans out there. But
well, no, they've never had fans. They have patrons.
Oh, that's right. Well,
thank you.
Yeah.
I'll be here all night, Eddie.
Some notable tee times, so you can obviously write this down and be ready to watch.
I'll be sleeping
watch.
Right through it, but let me know while I'm sleeping, Eddie,
Brooks
when I wake
Koepka
up.
Brooks Koepka will tee off at 10:06 a.m. Eastern time. He is coming off of...
This is not his tournament, though. He does not do well in the Masters.
Well, he also is coming off of knee surgery, and everyone's saying he's coming back way too soon. and he's got no chance to win.
Oh, come on, it's golf, Eddie. What a bunch of wusses. Toughen up. Throw some dirt on it.
Hey,
come on.
He's out there playing. I've
done
whatever.
Radio. I burned my tongue, Eddie, on pizza, and I did radio.
Yeah.
I sounded like Lou Holtz. I had a lisp.
I should have gave you
but
a
I powered
heart
through,
for that.
Eddie.
Yeah, you are
I
so
should have
tough.
Gotten some kind of award from somebody. I don't know who.
Yeah. Defending champ Dustin Johnson will tee off at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. Rory
Dusty.
McIlroy. No one calls him that. Rory McIlroy, 10:42 a.m. Eastern.
Elementary school probably called him
Justin
that.
Thomas, 1:48 p.m. Eastern, and Jordan Spieth. He's the very last golfer that will get his first round underway, 2 p.m. Eastern time for Jordan Spieth.
Bringing up the rear. But in golf, that's good, right? You want to be the person that's golfing last because that means you're leading. Obviously, it's the first round, so that's not the case. But TV wants Jordan Spieth. That's what they want, right?
I guess so. Are they showing the whole thing?
No, they never show the whole thing. No,
I don't
they show
that.
Limited. It's the Masters, man.
I don't get that.
The backwoods.
Why
come on, man.
Why would you not show the whole thing? Anyway,
they're douchebags. That's why.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. That's my hot take there. That's the expert analysis that you get right here, and only here. All right. It is the Ben Maller Show. This portion of the program made possible by Discover Card. We believe a better tomorrow is possible for everyone. Discover something brighter. Discover something brighter. And it is that time. Here we go. Strike up the band.
It's now time for... Time for...
Well, hurry. I can hardly wait.
Ask Ben.
Twitter.
Send us your questions on Twitter now.
So it's either a lethal injection, the electric chair, the gas chamber, or Ask Ben. We've chosen Ask Ben. Beats being beheaded. And here we go. Koopa Loop. These are actual questions from actual listeners like yourself. We thank you for submitting content. It does help. And this is one of the more popular things that we do. In fact, I have a ripoff version on my weekend podcast, The Fifth Hour, which we do every Sunday. And that surprisingly gets a lot of downloads. It does better than some of the other days that we do the podcast. Anyway, Koopa Loop, what do we have here for Ask Ben? Your questions, our answers.
Well, Ben, we're going to start off with a question for everybody except you.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to tap out on this one. I'm done, Coop. Sit out.
This is from Fats in Philly.
Uh-oh.
He wants to know, he says, what phrase that Ben regularly uses annoys you? Mine is, don't bury the lead, my man.
Oh, that doesn't annoy me at all because it's kind of an inside joke here.
Yeah, that's a tribute.
Yeah.
That's an homage. I'm paying homage to our boss.
That's right.
Yeah. So nothing annoys you. I'm perfect, Eddie. There's nothing I do that annoys you.
Probably I was right at the time.
That's, oh, yeah.
That's probably the most annoying.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's really stupid. But
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyone else?
Roberto?
When he bashes on my Lakers, probably. That's about it.
That's the one I was going to say.
Here's his most annoying phrase.
The people's team. There you go, the people's team.
The most annoying one is Lakers historians.
Yeah.
Because when he started that, he explained it being as though Lakers fans always talk about all their championships in the past, and they haven't been good for the last 5 years. And he still uses Lakers historians as we are the current defending champions.
Losers. Are you happy? You see that? Listen, over the last decade, the Clippers have been better than the Lakers. They have.
That people's team thing is just ridiculous. Yeah,
they are the people's team. The Lakers are Hollywood's team. They want to be Hollywood's
team.
Both. They want all the crap
Lakers
stars in Hollywood
exactly.
to sit courtside.
They're the people's
the
team
Clippers
and Hollywood's team.
Are the working class team, the blue collar team, the people's team, the Clippers.
Yeah, sure.
No. Let's move on.
What's next?
Yeah.
It's like juggling chainsaws over here.
All right. This question is for everyone. This is from Dave.
Hi, Dave.
I don't think we've done this before. He wants to know what is everyone's favorite Quentin Tarantino movie.
So we're doing Quentin Tarantino. You want to go first, Eddie, on this one?
Yeah, there's no question. It's Pulp Fiction. It's not even close.
Not even close?
No.
That's pretty close.
No, not for me.
Yeah, I mean, I
love Pulp Fiction, but
I would put Pulp Fiction number one, but The Bastards pretty good too.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. And Glorious Bastards is great.
Started off
movie.
Amazing. It was stupid at the end.
What?
Oh, come on, Eddie.
It was
turn
dumb.
His mic off.
Oh yeah, that's it, Eddie.
Party foul.
Jeez.
5-minute major. Sorry, Eddie.
That's it. Yeah.
Into the penalty box. All right, Coop, any?
You know, I've seen Pulp Fiction probably more than I've seen any other movie ever.
Oh, it's a classic. It's one of the classics. You have to watch Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, and so I mean that might be at my top. But I loved Django Unchained as well.
Yeah, that's really on the list. And Reservoir Dogs, right?
Reservoir Dogs, yes, another one, yeah.
Yes. And then there's the newest one, you know, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is pretty great, too. But anyway.
Didn't see it. All right.
What, you didn't see it?
I don't think I saw it.
Wow. Okay.
I missed it. I must have been busy that day.
Late Night Drug Tester wants to know from everyone.
Hi, Late Night Drug Tester.
If you were to visit all 50 states, which would be the last one on the list? And why?
I would say Alaska, because it's the furthest to get to. It's a pain in the ass to get there as far as flights and all that stuff. So, I mean, if you're driving across the country and you rent a Winnebago and go state by state, I think you'd kind of go in order, right?
I
mean,
you knew you were going to answer this practically.
Oh. Oh, so you want me to pick the least popular state that I have no interest in?
Yes,
visiting. That
yes. That's I'm sure that's what he was getting at.
Wyoming.
That's my answer.
Oh, okay. I stole your answer. I cheated off your thing.
Eddie.
Anyone have any? Eddie, any other
I mean,
state?
I don't know. Probably like New Hampshire.
Nah, there's some decent stuff and like fishing and whatnot.
I don't fish.
That's a good point. What is there in New Hampshire? Really?
Outdoors, you know.
Like, is Arnie in
Low
Vermont?
Taxes
is
in
that
New
where
Hampshire.
Arnie
yeah,
is?
Yeah, Arnie's in Vermont. They have, and they have, you know.
Yeah,
like,
Vermont. I'll probably never go to Vermont.
Yeah, that's a good reason not to go to Vermont.
The stinking genius.
Yeah.
He runs that entire state, Arnie Spanier, by the way.
Oh, I bet he does.
He does. Yeah.
Yeah. Wyoming's a good answer. I just can't see any reason to go there. If I wanted to go to Wyoming, I would just go to Montana, which is probably like the better Wyoming.
I've driven through Wyoming on my way to Denver.
Hey, by the way, you when
nothing there.
When Bernie Sanders, when he retires at some point, Arnie Spanier is going to replace him as the senator from Vermont. How about that?
I'd vote for him if I could.
I would. I'd move to Vermont just to vote for Arnie. That's how much I appreciate Arnie.
I'd move to Vermont just to not vote for him.
Fair enough. All right, let's pause for the cause. We'll have more of your questions. Keep sending them in. Hashtag Ask Ben. It's your questions, our answers. For the rest of the hour, it rolls on next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Ben Maller is a man, yes, a big man. He's got his militia and he gives them his sporting news. Ben Maller is a man, yes, a big man. Big Ben in the air everywhere for you and me. From the Dodger cap on the top of old Ben to the heel of his Costco shoes, he's the rip-roarin'est, sports-talkin'est man the world has ever knew.
From peasants to patriarchs, everyone is welcome in the secret society that is the Maller Militia. Listen live from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. Catch up on shows you might have missed on demand around the clock via the podcast. Tell your friends and enemies about the virtues of the Ben Maller Show. Subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your audio content and give us a 5-star review. It helps supersize the Maller brand. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Big Ben in the air everywhere for you and me.
And as we hit the post, Ask Ben continues. Your questions are answers. Imagination does help here. Who's got the gumption to ask a question good enough to get on the air? Let's find out right now. As we walk the line, Koopaloop, the reading of more questions, but it won't sound like he's reading.
All right, Ben, this is a question for everyone. This is from Aussie Momentum. What would you rather be, an electrician, carpenter, plumber, or mechanic?
All right, so electrician, carpenter, what else do we have on that list?
Plumber or mechanic?
I think out of that, I'd go, well, my grandfather was a plumber, but I would go carpenter. I think being able to do a little bit of everything, I think that's the way to go. So I'd go carpenter. What about you, Eddie?
That's not a bad choice. I think, though, I would go mechanic. I think, you know, that you could probably, if you could fix, you know, I don't know, a car engine or something, you could probably fix, you know, lawnmowers and things like that. So I think that might be a little bit more helpful with repairing things. So I'll go mechanic.
All right. What about you, Roberto?
Jesus was a carpenter, but I got to go with the mechanic.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Go with the mechanic. Just
sorry, Jesus. We're going
Jesus, but I'm going to go with the mechanic. You know, fix your car. Got any issues.
Yeah. And you save a fair amount of money.
Exactly, yeah.
A fair amount of money on that. But if you need something done around the house, you bring in a carpenter. You know, they can do it. Anyway, what about you, Coop?
Yeah, I think I would choose carpenter. I mean, just being able to build things, I think, would be pretty handy, you know.
Pretty cool. Yeah, I've been having some stuff done here at the Maller Mansion, so we've been dealing with handy type people.
And yeah, and I would have saved a lot of money on my new kitchen because I could have just, you know, done the cabinets myself.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. It's always good to have a carpenter in the family.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, what's next here? It's Ask Ben. Your questions, our answers. Hold the line. Hold the line.
All right, this question is for everyone as well. In your personal experience, where was the best / nicest public restroom that you've used?
I would say in Vegas at like the Bellagio. I think that was
an amazing experience.
Off the top of my head, I've been to some really nasty bathrooms, but that's the one I remember that just smelled good and everything was clean. And there was, you know, anytime anybody would come in there, there'd be an army of people to clean them after them. So I'm going to the Bellagio. What about you, Eddie?
I don't know. I can't think of anything specifically. I'm sure it was probably just some fancy restaurant that I went to. I don't go to a lot of those, but I can't remember thinking, my God, what a wonderful restroom I'm in right now. I just kind of go take care of business and get the hell out of there.
I don't like the really nice restrooms. I'm annoyed. I feel pressure when there's a guy in there trying to sell you a mouthwash. I don't
like
that.
I hate that. Yeah.
I feel like I have to give him something. I have to tip him. And exactly, I'm like, no, I know how to go to the bathroom and I can take care of it. Like wash my hands. I don't need
a towel.
Towelette. Yeah. So that always annoys me. What about Roberto? Anywhere?
Vegas, definitely Vegas.
Vegas, yeah. There's some nice hotels.
Super clean in there, man. It's crazy. Yeah.
They want clean bathrooms because they want you to keep gambling. Exactly. What about you? What about you, Coop?
Well, I will agree that the like nicest restroom that I've been in is probably at the Bellagio. It is very nice there. But I do have to mention the cleanest restroom that I've ever been in was this place called Eddie's World.
On the way to Vegas.
Yes, on the way to Vegas. It's the I think it's like a giant.
How long
like,
you owned that, Eddie? It's the world's largest gas station. No, it's not the world's largest. It's one of the biggest, largest
old,
gas.
Little tourist trap there.
In Texas, like, they have the largest gas.
It's a huge, huge candy store, and I think that the building is like in the shape of an ice cream.
That's correct.
Sundae or something like that.
Has Eddie been to Eddie's World?
I have. Yeah.
Did you get an Eddie's World hat or T-shirt?
No.
Or something?
Did you go into the restroom?
I did not.
They so on the like the handle of the I guess the what's the word I'm looking for? The stall.
Yeah.
It's got like plastic on the door handle that when you and you like touch and you open it and then it like whooshes away and then it's a new thing of plastic. So you don't even have to ever touch any of the same surfaces as anyone else.
Yeah, if you ever drive from Vegas to LA, it's in Yermo. But that
yes.
Beautiful Yermo.
Is it with an X? Is that how you spell that?
Yermo with a Y.
Oh, with a Y, okay.
Yeah. I thought you'd been there, Eddie.
I have, but I didn't pay attention to what town it was in.
I had no idea where it was.
I wish it was on Zizix Road.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was.
That would be cool. Great. But you get coffee, you can get gas there, candy.
I got yogurt pretzels and sour gummies.
Solid.
Yep. So that leads me to my next question from Manic Mike. If famous food was renamed in your honor, what tasty item would you choose to take your name?
Named after me? I've already had that. I've had the Ben Maller chicken fingers.
It's still the chicken fingers. This would be renamed as just a Ben Maller.
Oh, just the Ben Maller. Cheeseburger.
Okay.
Like just a solid, or a cheesesteak. The Ben Maller. I'd like the Ben Maller cheesesteak. Eddie?
I got to go with some sort of deep dish pizza.
Be solid Chicago deep dish pizza. What about you?
It's got to be the carne asada, probably.
You're all about the carne asada.
That's
boss.
Right. Yeah.
All right, Coop.
Cinnamon rolls.
That's a good one. Cinnamon roll. Oh man, are those things good? What a great to be alive with Cinnamon Rolls.